Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood right now. This is definitely the lull after the storm, if there is such a thing, because we're getting some really good weather right now compared to what we had here last week for several days. And I just want to remind everybody that this is the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. Now, we're broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 in Tampa, AM 930 in Sarasota, and we're broadcasting down into the hurricane zone on AM 930. Now, we're broadcast also to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, to all those first responders, all the military, all of the power company folks that are down below there, working very hard and very diligently to try to not only rescue people who what they're still doing, but also for recovery because the death toll is going up. I'll get into all that in a minute. We appreciate everything that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler the same way. And we're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S in the middle, America. And our website, of course, is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. You can hear the show right over there right now. If you can't hear it any other way, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Just click on the listen link. It's right there. Okay, let's go over here and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, everybody is right. And we're so happy to be able to talk to the people down below. We'll get into all that here in just a second. But how about if we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. You there? One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, it sounds like we lost Kyle again. Oh, goodness. Okay, I know we did. All right, well, call back, Kyle. We'll see what we get. But in the meantime, folks, I took a little trip early yesterday morning. I got up early because, you know, on Saturdays, Sundays, I have the night off. And I got up early. I woke up at around 3:30, quarter to 4, and I said, well, you know, I really don't have anything planned today. I'm going to take my amateur radio with me, and I'm going to head south and see what goes on. So I did just exactly that. I took my amateur radio south with me, and I got down. I got on the radio and made some calls as I was going down. And I asked them where they could use somebody with a mobile setup, and they told me. And I wound up at Port Charlotte first, and then I wound up at Punta Gorda. Now, Kyle, are you back?
I am here.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but you died a couple times. So anyway, I wound up at those two places, and my assignment was simple. People would come up with requests or with information, and you would call it in, and then they would get an answer back, and we'd give them the answer, and that would solve that problem. Well, I had about four or five people in the one spot I was at, and I had about five or six people in the other spot I was at. I stayed there about 3.5-4 hours, and then I said, okay, I need to get back to Tampa now, because I did. I had to come up here to get ready for radio. And they said, okay, thanks very much, Captain. We appreciate it. And stay safe, and we'll be in touch. Because these are things that I've done in other storms. I'm a radio operations technician as an amateur radio operator, and that's one of the things that I have done and do. So I got a chance to do it again. Don't know when I'll do it during the week because I'm very busy this week, but we'll see. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, Captain, I think it's just amazing that you're able to help out and participate in that way and help people, and that's the name of the game. It's all hands on deck right now.
People need communication, and the problem is that when I was doing some things on Facebook yesterday, I happened to see a bunch of stuff pop up in a certain chat room group, won't mention the name, but the person that was in there was ranting and raving about things they had no freaking idea what they were talking about. They were quoting, well, I've seen this, and I've seen that, and I've heard this, and I've heard that. Well, they're in Orlando telling about what they've seen and they've heard and haven't even been down where I was at.
Well, there's no substitute, Captain, for actually being on scene and talking to people directly. That's right.
And some people said, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. And somebody said this about somebody else saying whatever. That's gossip.
Well, that's right. That's right. It becomes rumor mill at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. And I told him, I says, I deal in facts. And that's what I do. I have to because of what we do. Now, the rescues are continuing. They've had over 4,000, closing in on 5,000 from Hurricane Ian, which has now become a major flooding issue for many across southwest and central Florida. There are over 13,000 first responders, which include National Guard troops, the U.S. Coast Guard, all kinds of firefighters and police officers from everywhere and anywhere, and volunteers from the major relief agencies, the Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, and the Salvation Army. Okay, well, Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we're coming back with more right after these messages. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. Here's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren on the Monday morning version of The Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I have for 8 years, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. And if you are in pain of any kind, if you've got lingering muscle aches and pain and you can't seem to get rid of it, if you've got maybe surgery that bothers you from time to time, maybe it's your neck, maybe it's your back or your shoulder or your hip or your knee or your ankle or your foot or just your leg or whatever, whatever the pain happens to be, give Relief Factor a try because it works. And you have my word on it because it's been working for me for 8 years. Now, a lot of people have gotten this product. They've come back to me, they shook my hand and said, thank you, thank you. So that's all it takes. Try it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Yep, the 1995 3-week quick start. Get it going and see if it'll work for you the way it's worked for all the rest of the people that I just told you about, myself included. Okay, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Okay, I got a couple things to say here. A lot of people are asking me, well, Captain, we want to help out. Is there some place that we can drive to and just, you know, hop out and start doing stuff? Well, first of all, don't drive anywhere. Instead, sign up for volunteerflorida.org. Now, at volunteerflorida.org, they will line you up with the certified organizations that need help.
That includes churches. That includes CERT teams. That includes whatever first response units are out there. They will line you up with the people that need help, and you'll be covered for liability. You'll be covered for any injury that you might get, unfortunately, at the scene of one of these things, because people step on nails all the time, number one. People trip and land on glass and whatever else is in the water, number two. And number three, you can also donate and find out more information by going to the website floridadisasterfund.org. That's floridadisasterfund.org. So that and volunteerflorida.org, those are the two websites that I would strongly advise you go to before you even think about going into the hurricane zone. Now, there's another thing, too, folks. You're only going to get so far when you go down there. You're not just going to hop in a car and say, well, I'm going to Fort Myers and I'm going to go right downtown. No, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. You're going to get pulled off somewhere off an exit ramp if you get that far, and you're going to be told this is as far as you go, and that's it, boom, and you stand there and wait and do whatever. That's what's going to happen. A lot of people are being surprised like that. And even though the well-wishers are going down there and they're taking sandwiches and they're taking meals and they're taking whatever they're taking, that's all good. But if you get associated with one of these groups and do it right, at least you know it's going to go somewhere other than just being handed to somebody and saying, oh, well, I'll take it over to wherever, and it never makes it. Never makes it. Because, Kyle, I've seen that happen so much in the past, it's not funny.
Well, I can sure imagine, Captain, because unfortunately, with the outpouring of love and support, there are also people who are looking to make a fast buck or make some other ill-gotten gain out of this. And so you're right. Get together with an association or group that's known. You're going to have a much greater impact by doing that rather than trying to do something one-off.
Now, Joe Biden called yesterday to praise a U.S. Coast Guard aviation survival technician, Second Class Zach Losch. Losch, who Biden had just praised for saving lives, is about to get tossed out of the Coast Guard, along with more than 2,000 members of the Coast Guard that are not getting the vaccine. Now, he was reluctant to say anything to the president, and he didn't. I would have had it been me. But some support from Joe Biden would have helped. He's about to stop him from doing what Losch can do to save Americans. And this guy was a rescue swimmer who was lowered down to a house to save a man and a woman. Woman was in a wheelchair, by the way, to save a man and a woman out of harm's way, and to get some other people out of the way, and to get some pets that were wandering around in the water and wherever else they were wandering out of the way as well. He did a great job. He deserves to be rewarded, and I don't think that he should be tossed out for not getting a vaccine. I think somebody needs to wake this country up and wake people like Biden up because, oh, by the way, did you hear? CDC says you don't need to have the vaccine anymore.
Well, right. It's inconceivable, Captain, why we would degrade our forces, especially such an important service as the Coast Guard, for some kind of weird political power thing of you must take the vaccine or else. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We're not in the middle of some major outbreak of a pandemic of any kind at this point. Everything is settled down. We're not seeing the kinds of cases. People are returning to normal. And it would seem to me, Captain, that in the off chance that somebody got COVID or something like that, you would deal with it then. But don't take away these experienced people and people who are willing to serve and good at what they do for some kind of power play. It just makes no sense.
As I said, this Coast Guardsman had just saved the lives of at least two people. At least two people. And had rescued six total with the one evolution they did with their helicopter. Now, to me, actions speak louder than words. This would have been the place for Biden to step up and say something positive instead of all this crap. And, oh, by the way, guess who's coming to Florida this week?
Oh, that would be Biden. That's
Joe
right.
And Jill. Joe and Jill. Do you think he's going to walk? Do you think he's going to walk through any water?
Well, no, I don't. I don't think so.
I bet he does. I bet he tries to, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't fall down.
Well, we hope he doesn't do that. But
well, I hope he doesn't either, but I'm just telling you, he's stupid enough. He's going to get out there and go for the photo op, and something crazy might happen. Watch and see.
Well, of course, but that's what it's about, though, isn't it? It's about the photo op. It's about going down there and looking like he's doing something. What, of course, the subtext of the whole thing is going to be the tension between Joe Biden and Governor DeSantis over the border issue and other important issues and so forth. But President Biden could have set the tone on this early on by calling the governor and not waiting, as he did, to call the governor.
Yeah.
And this is really, I think, Americans pick up on this, Captain.
All right, well, we're going to say good morning to George the Godfather. He's chiming in saying good morning, Captain, and good morning, Mr. Kyle. So there you go.
Good morning, George.
Yep. All now, right. Now let's go back to something here that also happened yesterday. Our beloved Vice President, Kamala Harris, open mouth, insert foot, right?
Right.
She did something that was beyond just absolutely, totally out of line. And it was none other than saying something really detrimental. And I don't want to ruin all of it, but I want you to play the audio so people can hear what she said and who she was talking about.
Okay, here we go. Vice President Kamala Harris.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. And so we, absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
Is she talking about the hurricane relief?
All right. She is. And let me address this right now before I absolutely go ballistic. She is out of her freaking mind. I saw white folk, black folk, orange folk, green folk, red folk, yellow folk, Mexican folk, Cuban folk. I saw Ukrainians. I saw everybody mixed in together at one of these relief stations yesterday. Everybody. All lived in the same area. What the hell is she talking about? She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Well, sometimes I think it's an opportunity to once again...
She's a moron, Kyle.
Well, yeah, but bring up this, you know, sort of racial division in this country and exacerbate it even more. And it's unfortunate. It's an ideological thing, and she took the opportunity. It looks like.
The woman is a moron, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't care. I hope that anybody that knows her calls her up and tells her the captain called her a moron, because that's what she is. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A federal judge has sided with the state of Georgia in a lawsuit filed by a group associated with Democrat Stacey Abrams, challenging the constitutionality of its election practices. Although Georgia's election system is not perfect,
The challenged practices violate neither the Constitution nor the VRA, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones, an Obama appointee, wrote, referring to the Voting Rights Acts of 1965. Camp, who was Georgia's Secretary of State when the lawsuit was filed, applauded the ruling as a victory against an attempt by Abrams to weaponize the legal system for political gain. Three people in their early 30s aboard a small airplane died when the Cessna crashed into a home in Minnesota late Saturday. Federal and local authorities in Minnesota are investigating the scene in Hermantown, which is located just west of Duluth. Officials described the victims as two males from Burnsville and a female from St. Paul. Their names have not been released. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Glendell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, I understand from Don, his representative, his secretary, that he's going to be making a trip down here within the next week or so. He's going to let all the politicians get out of the way and all the other stuff get out of the way. And he's going to be bringing some stuff down here from his company, MyPillow, and might even be bringing some stuff from MyStore.com as well. But if you go over to MyPillow.com and you click on the Radio Listener Specials page that's there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, you'll find out all sorts of things that are available to be purchased. And I mean, this is really solid, good stuff. It's things that you can use that you hadn't thought about, especially at MyStore.com. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out all the stuff they got. I'm sure you're going to find something there that you like. And I really like the last purchase that I made, the all-season slippers for $29.88. They are really comfortable, and I was wearing them this weekend. Matter of fact, I wore them when I went up to the Moss Nissan event for a little while. Then I took them off when I got back in the car. So there you go. That's MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. And don't forget the MyStore.com page that's there, too, because they got all sorts of stuff over there. All right, Kyle Warren of Professor of Politics is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we are talking a lot about the hurricane, and as well we should be. The death toll has risen. Officially, right now, as of the start of the show, it's up to 83. I hate to report this, but it will go higher, obviously, because as they get in through the rubble and they start looking, because they're making a complete and detailed search and rescue in these homes that are stacked up and piled up, because they know that there's people in there that, if they're alive, are buried under that rubble, right?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so they're doing the best that they absolutely can to do what they need to do. All right, I'm going to go to the phone because we've got a caller in here, so let's go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is I, Jennifer, listening on 710 KNUS, Denver.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Fine. Good morning, Professor, and good morning, Captain. I have to disagree with you, Captain. Tammy Baby is not stupid. She is a very clever, well-trained Marxist.
Okay.
And her job is to increase conflict between racial groups and ethnic groups in order to stimulate civil war and a communist revolution.
Well, she may be trying to do that, Jennifer, but let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that aren't falling for the bait. They're just calling her what she is, dumb. And that may not be, as you say, what she is, but I think that would be insulting her, don't you? We don't want to praise her.
Oh, well, the stupid thing is she will be eaten up by the monster she is feeding.
I hope so. I hope so, because if Joe runs, I'm running. Did you remember hearing that? If Joe runs, I'm running.
Yeah. I keep watching her behavior and saying to myself, is she stoned all the time?
I think so. Her and Adam Kinzinger and what's-her-face? Dick, the former vice president's daughter there, Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
They act like it, don't they?
At least Tammy Baby does. That's for sure.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, have a good evening.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate you calling. You stay safe and nice and snug and comfy up there.
Always.
All right, thank you. All right, well, that's a great call from Colorado, and we appreciate the folks up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, George, it's 83 and rising. George asked me what the death toll was. It's 83 and rising. Because right now they're not only they've made their initial search around, and now they're going back to all the different places because they got people that are missing, and they fear that they're trapped in the homes. They could be alive, but then again, they might not be. So that's what they're doing right now. And they will find more people, unfortunately.
Yes, most unfortunately. We're also, Captain, tracking the electrical restoration of power.
Yeah.
And throughout Florida right now. And as you recall, as we were on the weekend show just a little while ago, we were looking at well over 1 million people out of power. Right now, there are about 644,000 as of now that are still out of power in Florida in various parts. And, of course, mainly, of course, around the areas that were so affected in Lee County, for example, Sarasota County, and others. And also, of course, we're looking at this extra flooding that's been coming along, especially in central Florida. And one of the reasons given, of course, is just the topography as well. It takes time for this stuff to drain away because it's a little bit flatter in that area. And also, any other rainfall can help overwhelm the system. In fact, in Orlando,
which we have some coming in the next couple of days.
That's right. Yeah. And I think in Orlando, they're asking people to limit water usage right now to try to stave off overwhelming the sewer systems right now.
Right. And the other thing is that water travels downhill, of course, and when it gets up towards Orlando, it's a little bit taller, a little bit higher up in the air. Claremont is up in that area, the tallest point in Florida, and it runs back downhill again back to the Gulf. And that's what it's doing. That's why you've got some of this flooding going on.
Exactly right. So it's a reverse effect, or really, I guess, a double whammy is what we're looking at.
Yeah. And it's not going to be as bad as it was initially, but when you're flooded and the floodwaters won't go down and the water just stays the same or goes up a little bit, well, obviously you got a problem, and that's what's going on. And many of these homes where people are in, they're still on the second floor and can't get down or out of it. So the problem they're facing is the helicopters. And by the way, have you seen the helicopter rescues?
I have seen some, yes.
A lot of those helicopters are right out of our Coast Guard station here in St. Pete, U.S. Coast Guard St. Pete, 7th Air Group. I believe it's called the 7th Wing or something like that. I think I got it right. But if I didn't, guys, you can tell me about it. And the Coast Guard is listening to us, by the way. I will tell you that, because a lot of those guys want to hear what we're talking about down there. And they can hear us. They can hear us down there. Our signal does go that far.
Well, and they have our complete, total support, thanks, yep, and gratitude for a job that's yep, so important.
Now, I got a question here. Is that 860? No, it's 930, the station in Sarasota, which, by the way, we had four towers up before the storm started, four radio yep, towers. We now have one.
Wow. Okay.
But that makes the signal a little bit more omnidirectional instead of directional.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that means that it's being heard in a few places right now where it not necessarily was heard before until they get the towers back up.
Right, right. Well, to some degree, it's good that other people will be hearing the program, because, yep, as well, Captain, we've been asking people to call in if they are trying to get a hold of somebody or get somebody's name out there or what, and they still can do that in the aftermath here.
877-969-8600 is the number if you want to call in. 877-969-8600. If you've got someone you're trying to reach, or if someone's trying to reach us from down below and wants to get the word out, whatever, or you need some certain supplies, and you want to be specific instead of... And by the way, I saw a list of supplies, and the supplies they had were very specific, and what I heard people were taking down there was not necessarily what they were being asked for.
Right, exactly. And also in the coming days, Captain, we'll find out more. Of course, we're seeing a lot of power being restored. I suspect those are, quote, easy fixes, but something that they can put together very quickly. But other electrical parts may have to be ordered, transformers, and there could be some supply chain issues, as we reported about 2 or 3 days ago on this. And definitely this could have a major impact in getting the power
right
on in various places.
Right, and we're going to be going to break here in just a second for our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we're going to include in our Highway and Bible Report some of the roads down below Sarasota going down south. Now, the interstate was flooded. It's no longer flooded. But the secondary roads, some of them are still impassable. And some of them, folks, in Charlotte and Lee County are gone. G-O-N-E, gone. Washed out, done away with. So think about that for a minute before you get out on the highway and you just decide you're going to go for a drive. In the meantime, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She was a fast machine, she kept her own and clean. She was a fast damn woman, now
DC, you shook me all night long. What do you think there, Kyle?
I love it.
Did that wake you up?
It did.
You think we woke some truckers up?
Well, we hope so.
I think we woke George up.
That's nice.
All right, well, let me read this and give it to you. In Central Florida and Southwest Florida, ongoing major to record river flooding across a couple of river basins is expected to continue and into this week, and it will be slow to recede in the wake of Ian. Now, we knew that. We just talked about that. Locally heavy to excessive rain is possible along the immediate middle Atlantic coast. Elevated fire weather conditions are expected in the Central Plains, and it'll be warm in the Northwest and warm in the Plains. In the meantime, we do have some rain expected, not a lot, but just enough to make life miserable here come Tuesday afternoon and or possibly later this afternoon scattered, but later Tuesday morning and afternoon and possibly into Wednesday.
That's right, Captain. And out west tonight, we have some rain to tell our truckers and our drivers about. We're also reading some smoke, evidently, in the Monterey, California area. Now, this has to do with a fire called the Aguajito Fire, and it looks like that's in the area. It has caused some evacuations, but firefighters have been making good progress in stopping its forward progress, we understand, on Sunday. So if you're trucking through the Monterey area, that's on Highway 1, of course, here in California along the coast, you definitely may run in to some of that smoke. So be aware of that. Now, the rain that we were talking about, now you're going to find this on Interstate 15. This is going to be between Cedar City and Fillmore on Interstate 15 as you come up through Utah. So be aware of that. Then also in southern Colorado, down near Alamosa and also near Creed, actually, it's got some sleet running tonight. And it looks like this rain is going to dip down into northern New Mexico, and it's going to go through, down towards Grants. And this, of course, is going to be along Interstate 40. So if you're in that area, Grants, Thoreau, heading towards Gallup, you definitely got some rain, and that's going to spill on over into Arizona as well. So you want to be aware of that. Other than that, we've got some pretty good smooth sailing. Well, maybe one more thing, and that's going to be up on Interstate 90. This is going to be up near Columbus and Park City in Montana. And if you're heading east from Big Timber towards Billings, it's going to stop a little before you get to Billings. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, let's start in Texas. We've got some poor air quality around the Metroplex again. We've got the same sort of issue, but this has got fog mixed in with it from San Antonio on down towards Laredo, about halfway there. Same scenario for Houston, a little bit of fog there coming off the Gulf. And from Galveston, bouncing on down to Brownsville, same thing there. From about Lafayette over to Mississippi line through New Orleans, you've got some fog over there. And let me see here. Up in the northern part of, what is this, Wisconsin, right in the northwest corner, there's a possibility of a frost up in there. There is a freeze warning further up the line in the upper peninsula. And then coming on down a little bit, middle part of Michigan, just north of Detroit, and up there in our 660, the AM area up in there, you do have some frost tonight. In addition, let's see here, from Cleveland east to Erie, over to Buffalo, over to central New York, down to southern New York, and then it goes over to Albany. And north of Syracuse, you have a freeze warning all the way up 81 to the St. Lawrence River. Freeze warning as well up through Lake George all the way from Albany straight north. And spotty frost and freeze warning going across I-90 and up I-95 into Maine all the way to Nova Scotia. Our storm tonight is tearing things up a little bit from Delaware, New Jersey. We've got rain as well, Long Island, Connecticut along the coast, Massachusetts along the coast. And Rhode Island along the coast, and then let's see here, New Hampshire and Maine along the coast. Hasn't quite got up that far yet, but it will, and the seas are going to be really rough, and the rain is going to be there not as intense as what it has been down below, but nonetheless rain. So, Mr. Kyle, we want to know why we want to head for the Pilot or Flying J truck stop, which, by the way, a lot of people did down there in South Florida and Southwest Florida, and they were very happy that they were there. They had generators and everything worked just fine.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Well, of course, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. And certainly in the events in South Florida, they were that oasis in so many ways and more. By the way, there were some of the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers that were closed due to the hurricane and the aftermath of that. But I'm glad to tell you that all of them have been reopened with the exception of the Pilot in Fort Myers, Florida. So that
I know why.
Temporarily closed. Well, there's
right on the bay. Right on the bay.
Right on the bay. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So they're, of course, they'll be open as soon as they can, but all the others are open, ready to serve you, ready to fuel up and to get food and do all the great things you can do at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And when you go there, you want to make sure that you're part of the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com to sign up. You'll get great rewards, great offers, and earn points in everything that you buy. And by the way, Captain, of course, the good people at Pilot and Flying J have extended their Driver Appreciation Month into October, and that means 3 free drinks every week, 5 points per gallon with the in-app activation, and much more. So go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and they had a couple of rigs turn over on the ramp up there, which is another reason why they shut down, because you couldn't get in off the interstate. The way the wind was blowing, they made a couple of it's kind of got a weird it goes right and then left to get into the truck stop down there, and it puts you right in line with the wind coming off the water. So they got hit just right with the wind, and it blew a couple of the trucks over that were empty, which you might well expect. A couple of semis laid them over in the road, so that's another reason why they had to shut down where they did there. As far as the place being closed because they ran out of food or this, that, and the other, that wasn't the case. It was because you couldn't get into it.
Right, and I think there also were some power outages they also had mentioned as well. But obviously they're working really hard to make sure they're back open.
Right. Okay, here comes the music. We'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more in store on this beautiful Monday morning. It's gorgeous out there. You wouldn't even know we had a storm if you didn't know we had a storm. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Good morning, America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.